Police departments across the country increasingly are turning to simulators as training tools to replicate real-world scenarios without real-world costs. Virtual reality simulations can be run anytime, day or night, don't require hiring actors or building sets, and save ammunition, which can rack up hefty costs in training activities. Dan Boylan, national reporter at the Washington Times, tried a simulator in Northern Maryland. Dan, what have you found?
Well, Gordon, yeah, really interesting. Across the country, certain police forces are trying to use more virtual reality in the way that they're training police, especially when it comes to, like, lethal force scenarios and that really deadly second-by-second judgment that law enforcement needs to better train its folks on. You know, you're out there, should you pull your gun out? When should you pull your gun out? Are you too suspicious? You know, this stuff is just, it's milliseconds that law enforcement officers have the ability to make this decision on the ground. And these virtual reality efforts, people are using this to try and better train them in that space.
All right, so you took a look at one in Harford County, Maryland.
I did. Harford County, Maryland, north of Baltimore. The sheriff's department there had been able to get a hold of this, and it was pretty impressive. They didn't actually use taxpayer dollars because these virtual reality simulators, I'll get to how they work in a second, but they cost about $350,000. They managed to buy a Virtua V300, which is right on the cutting edge of this technology, but they didn't use taxpayer dollars. And so what they did was they used assets that were seized by drug dealers in the county. So they basically got it for somebody else's drug money, interestingly enough.
Did you actually do it?
Yes, Gordon, I did it. I got into the simulator. You step into this thing. It's an elevated platform that they've got in a secure location. When you've got 300 degrees of movie screens around you, they've got these 5 12.5 by 7 foot screens with movie sound, and you step in there, and man, it is intense.
Jeez. All right, so how'd you do, or what'd you experience, I guess?
Well, the first one, I went in there, and there was this a prostitute and a pimp down an alleyway, and I went in there, and they had this guy, and these are trained actors, but they've got fake blood on them, and they're all ratty out, and they swear at you, and they go nuts, and they try and get your heartbeat flying. I was in there, and the guy, I had a Glock, a police officer issued Glock that had been modified so it shot a laser beam, mm-hmm. and then it also had an air cartridge in it, so it gave real kick, like I was actually firing a live round.
Oh, wow.
And I went down this alleyway, and I said to him, hey, what are you doing? And then there's a officer who's in there trained, and he's got several different ways that he can either escalate the scenario or turn it down. And they filmed certain situations where the pimp could say, oh, nothing, officer, I'm fine, you know, we're taking off. But in fact, he had to go this direction where the guy said, hey, get out of here, you know, leave us alone. Mm-hmm. So it was a very intense experience there. I ended up pulling my gun after he pulled his, and he killed me, and I killed him.
How do the officers feel, I guess, that this is preparing them? Because it is virtual reality, obviously. It's not the same as a real-life thing, but do they feel there's benefit?
They really do. The trainer that I had was a guy named Corporal Greg Young. He'd been in the force 24 years up there. He'd trained SWAT teams. He'd trained deputies. He also was bringing in, like, state's attorneys to show them so that they could have some awareness of how difficult these scenarios are. He trains folks. They're training folks day and night in there. And what they do to police to really slow it down is that you can go back and then look at the video of yourself. And he can do it in slow motion. He can point out and say, okay, this right here, we're this guy. And sometimes they use things like school shootings, or they'll use shootings in theaters, or they've got people suicidal on roofs. He'll say, listen, this was an indication that you should have pulled your gun out or not. You know, and they can go down frame by frame in the video and analyze to the police officer, this is what's happening. So in that case, it's like that muscle memory that they're working on. They're trying to get you to repeat high-stress situations so that you can then get much more used to those high-stress situations.
Man. So what might other police departments do, I guess? Are they going to try to copy what Harford County is doing here, or do they have their own simulators?
There are a couple of different firms that do this across the country. U.S. military uses this. They use really intense simulators in air pilots, right? Airlines have used these things for years. Athletes are now using them much more. I think one of the issues here is how expensive these things are. But like so much technology, my sense is that the price of this will be dropping. In a place like Harford County in Maryland, as I said, they used a pretty creative solution and thought, we've got some forfeited drug assets here. Let's use that money to ramp up the capabilities of our officers.
Thanks, Dan. Dan Boylan, national reporter at The Washington Times.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.